大家好，欢迎收听今天的李阳夜读，我是李阳。当我们的额头爬满皱纹，我们能做到的就是不让他们爬在心里。2013年陈可辛导演的《中国合伙人》将一个关于梦想的故事展现在世人面前。事情关于迷茫，关于失落，关于友情，更关于尊严，深深地打动着我。今天就带大家重温我们那个曾经热血的年代。梦想不分国籍，愿你的心依旧炙热，勇敢向前。
I'll be waiting for the right opportunity for the company to go public. Now I've got it. That's rightIt's you who gave us this opportunity.
Thank you, Miss Bernard.
You're the one who has got us that attention of potential investors from the Wall Street. They will see us as a company with integrity and courage that takes responsibility for its mistakes. The more we pay you in compensation, the greater valuation we will get in the future. In addition, there will be at least one more benefit from listing New Dream.
Someday, when we are no longer teachers, but representatives of the world's largest educational service corporation, you may finally show us the respect we deserve.
We won't have to rely on lawsuits to communicate with each other. More importantly, I am also doing this for personal reasons. I have a friend who is more brilliant than I will ever be.And more deserving of success. But when he came to America, I witnessed the best men of my generation destroyed here. Mr. Bernard, the playing field has never been even. This is my way of reclaiming my friend's dignity. According to Chinese proverb, I'm like a tubie, a soft-shell turtle. Some afraid to go out,and take risks. Now, I am standing here, terrified, even as we speak. But as my friend once said, some things are so important that it enforces us to overcome our fears.
很多人在这部电影中看到了曾经的自己。也许你也努力过，你也热血过，最后不管结局如何，起码拥有过那段回忆的你是幸福的。不论成败，那是属于你的荣光。你有没有过倔强的坚持？也许是为了高考而挑灯夜读，也许是为了爱情和父母闹翻，也许是为了梦想到外乡漂泊。和我分享你最倔强的一次坚持吧。感谢收听李阳夜读，即使获得最新的夜读节目，听好声音学好英语，请关注微信公众号梁声英语。早点休息，晚安。Good night.